Hey, Ayo, do you want to grab lunch with me?
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry, Don. I've got a lot of work I have to catch up on.
Well, that's bad news for me, since I've asked almost everyone else around here, and they're just as busy.
Are you saying I'm your last resort for a lunch companion?
No, you were just the farthest away. Anyway, have you heard of something called the social facilitation of eating?
Sure. That's a pretty well-documented phenomenon where people eat more and report food tasting better when eating with other people. Is that what you're worried about?
A little, admittedly. I've wanted to try this new place around the corner, and I'm afraid I'll just unfairly dislike it if I eat there alone.
I've got a solution for you. Take a mirror. Researchers in Japan were recently trying to figure out what the minimum requirement for the social facilitation of eating is. And they found out that people ate more and reported food tasting better when they ate in front of a reflection of themselves, as compared to when they ate in front of a monitor showing them a picture of a wall. They initially conducted the experiment with older adults, since studies have shown that many elderly people eat alone. But when they did the same test with young adult volunteers, the results were the same.
Okay, I think I can find a mirror somewhere. But now you have to help me come up with a solution for feeling self-conscious about propping a mirror up in front of me when I sit down in a restaurant.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.